This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Morning Run with Shazana Shaoning and Philip. 2021 was expected to be the year of recovery with the vaccine rollout and reopening of the economy, but the FBM-KLCI certainly did not reflect this as of end September, with the year-to-date decline of around 5.5%.
However, last week marked the seventh consecutive week of net buying by foreign investors, signalling a better outlook on the local bourse. As we begin the last quarter of 2021, how should you manage your portfolios, and is the worst truly behind us?
For an outlook on markets, we speak to Simon Lim, a fund manager at Hong Leong Asset Management. Good morning, Simon. Thanks for joining us today. It's the final quarter of the year and the FBM-KLCI has been the regional laggard. But is there any possibility that it will play catch up and end the year on a positive note?
Hi, good morning, guys. We are generally a positive on the market outlook. If I have to make a prediction as to where the KLCI will end at the end of the year, I think it would do just enough to actually end in the positive territory. Reason being is that I think in the final quarter of the year, I think investors will actually start discounting the outlook next year. And I think the outlook next year is looking pretty good. I mean, you have the reopening of the economy, you know, a lower political uncertainty, low foreign shareholding level. As to whether you catch up to regional peers, I think it's unlikely because I think the track record for the KLCI during the good years have always been not so good. So I think this year, with the exception of China and Hong Kong, I think if you look at the other regional markets, they've been doing quite well this year. So I think typically in this kind of environment, KLCI is usually the laggard.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm just curious, right? Despite this rather, I guess, the last quarter being a bit somber, what kind of investment strategy are you going to adopt for the rest of the year? Is it time to deploy cash and look towards maybe a more positive 2022 in terms of are you going to do more growth stocks or cyclicals, for example?
Yeah, definitely. You deploy your cash. We work our cash very hard. Our strategy has always been the same. It's a bottom-up stock picking. We are stock pickers, so we don't actually try to manipulate the cash level and try to time the market. We're just very bad at these kind of things, so we just pick stocks. At the moment, we are fully invested. Not because we think the market is going up, but it's just that we still find there's still a lot of good stocks out there trading at pretty attractive valuations.
And can I get your perspective? You know, you're kind of more of a stock picker rather than taking a sectoral approach. But, with the 12th Malaysia plan, are there any stocks or perhaps sectors that you find interesting, worth looking at, re-looking at now?
I think, if you look at the 12th Malaysia plan, I think I have to sum up in one sentence. I think you can see the overriding theme is to raise people's income, over the longer term. I think naturally sectors that will benefit would be your consumer stocks, your bank stocks. But in terms of the equity market, you can see there's hardly any reaction. It's almost like a non-event because as a fund manager, I think you realize if you look at the 12th Malaysia plan, you can hardly find any information that might have a direct impact on the corporate earnings. And even if there's an impact, it's probably years down the road. For example, the development expenditure, I think a lot of people are talking about it, is very high. But, there's no mention of a specific project. So it's actually it's actually quite hard to actually trace, the impact, effect to a single sector or stocks. I'm talking from the equity point of view.
Okay then, so away from the 12th Malaysia plan, looking ahead to the new year, what are some of the investment themes that you think might latch on? Is it too early to look at these cyclical recovery plays, or will exporters remain in vogue again despite expensive valuations?
Cyclical and exports will definitely remain in favour. I think it's not too early, to look at the cyclical recovery place. In the local context, I think the economic recovery theme is definitely one of the things we are looking at. And the local recovery team could imply, you know, again, a cyclical and growth stock. So it's not just a cyclical. You can have a consumer, you can have banks. Okay, exporters are still looking good, okay, simply because the global growth outlook is still strong. You know, US, China, Europe, you know, these are major developed countries, like with big economies, and they're actually growing faster than Malaysia this year, you know, or rather that's the forecast. So exporters will definitely benefit, and I mean it's expensive, okay, but I think that's where being very selective is important.
But Simon, what risks are keeping you up at night, though?
I would say at the moment, probably COVID related. It's mostly COVID related risks. I think you know, risks like we might go back into lockdown next year. Hopefully not. Touch wood. and all the, you know, the virus mutates, and then somehow the vaccine doesn't work. I mean, all this sounds very preposterous, you know, at the moment. But you know, these are the tail risks we have to be aware of.
Simon, thanks for speaking to us this morning. That was Simon Lim, a fund manager at Hong Leong Asset Management, telling us what keeps him up at night. It's really the uncertainty about the pandemic.
COVID.
The theme, exactly.
And a bit of the doomsday scenario where we go back into a lockdown.
But relatively optimistic. I mean, he feels like there's going to be an uptrend for consumer-related stuff.
Banking
should do well. Exports should continue to do well as well. So he has a relatively rosy outlook across the board. And perhaps that's why he's quite keen to be stock-specific rather than drive-specific sectors.
I think also because Malaysia, if you look at it from a year-to-date perspective, we're down 5%. And even if you take a longer lens and look at it from a 5-year perspective or 10-year perspective, KLCI actually has been disappointing, very underwhelming. Some years, in fact, almost no returns. But there's still money to be made. It's just a question of stock picking. So that's the nature of the Malaysian market. And I think fund managers are increasingly cognizant of that. And hence, that's why there is a very much a bottom-up approach rather than a top-down.
Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.